The Touchdown every Monday on Touch HD.
We're at the top of the hour, the second hour of the Touchdown right here on Touch HD Online. And we're talking all things IMC. So we went on to the website Nedbank and I saw that the IMC conference, of course, in association with the Marketing Association of South Africa, are hosting a conference which is sold out. So it doesn't really help us much.
Alrighty.
But joining us in studio, we do have Karen. Karen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. Now, marketing has always been the, you know, an industry buzzword. What are you studying? Oh, I'm studying marketing. Oh, I want to be in marketing.
Yeah.
Because I think people understand the importance of pushing your brand and making sure that everyone knows about it. Let's talk about Evalytic and its inception and how it's kind of changed the marketing game.
Well, I think, so firstly, Evalytic is an email and SMS software.
Okay.
So you basically use the product to communicate better with your audience.
Okay.
And I feel like it's made a difference in the market, just giving our customers the tools in order to communicate better. Also with the personalization opportunities, because let's be honest, the whole spray and pray approach doesn't really work anymore in marketing. So
okay. It
allows you to be a lot more strategic with your communications.
All right. So Evalytic sends out more mails annually in Africa than any other organization. Now, I'm someone who comes from a corporate background, and I know that there's no time for me to be on Twitter. There was no time for me to be on Instagram. The only thing I really could do was stay on my emails.
Yeah.
So I think that's that was a brilliant strategy, making sure that, you know, when you're on your emails, an email's going to come through, and then, you know, you're going to see whatever company is there. But how relevant is that now, looking at how much social media has dominated the world?
Yeah, no, for sure. So I think email works. The first thing that marketers had to understand was that email doesn't play any space in the awareness phase.
Okay.
So I think that's what was done previously that was incorrect, is people were purchasing databases, which we obviously hate because that's where we get spam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reality of that is that you don't get better results from it. So what people are using social media now for is to create awareness. And ultimately, I mean, we had a client a couple of months ago who used social media to gather an email database around a campaign.
Okay.
And they were trying to grow a database by creating this whole VIP experience, like become a VIP, be the first to kind of hear about our new deals and our specials. And then they sent an email campaign out to that database. They collected 5,000 people and they sent out an email, and they received an 8% click-through rate, which is double the industry average of e-commerce. So you can just see how important it is to have integrated campaigns, because you need to build an engaged database before you start emailing them. And then really the success of it comes by you understanding what your database wants, you understand what they need, and then you communicate with them effectively that way.
All right. So what have you done in partnership with the 2019 Nedbank IMC conference?
Okay. So we've actually provided the platform. So the IMC guys are using the platform to send out all their communications. So all the emails that you've received and the SMSs to follow are sent via our platform, which has really given them a nice opportunity to also personalize their communications.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. I love what you just said about, you know, the synergy between social media and being able to send emails as part of the strategic way of getting information out there. What tools or what mechanisms do you use to give value with email marketing, or how is it measured?
How is it measured?
Mm.
So in our platform, we actually have the ability to create a Google Analytics tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to actually see which leads come from your email marketing.
All right.
So you can track that all on Google Analytics. And, you know, I think before people were just looking at clicks and they were just looking at opens. And I think it's really important that you can see, you know, what leads generate out of your campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. I mean, even for our own marketing, we can see, oh, well, we generate 20 leads today out from our email marketing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really valuable. From an e-commerce perspective, they even go further and they build in APIs that tell them which sales came out of those email campaigns.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very informative and thorough. Another thing that we would like to know is, you said that it is already sold out. So between, you know, when it started and how much time did you, you know, have the whole conference sold out? How long did it take for you to
So it was 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
A lot of work had been put into that. So it means there was a certain campaign that is effective. And would you please give us some tips on how to deliver an effective, unique campaign when you're selling email marketing?
Okay, great. So something that's really important to note, and I think of a lot of, especially in the small business space, is a lot of people send emails from a Gmail address, as an example. And the reality is how do you feel when you receive an email from a Gmail address? You don't think it's a legitimate company.
Yeah.
And it's just because we are wary as consumers. So first things first is it's really important that you make sure that your from name and from address is legitimate, or people will think it's a business or know it's a business. Secondly, it's really important to have a catchy punchline, a subject line. Because I don't know about you guys, but when you're scrolling through your emails, what makes you stop and open it? It's something that catches your attention. So the subject line is the first thing. And then it's important to have all your most important content sort of at the top of the email with your call to action. And then you can have any additional content down below. Also, I mean, when you take it back to the first things first, is understanding your audience. So what do they want to know? Are they going to get value out of this communication? That's, I think that's actually key.
All right.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us. Like we said off air, you know, it's already sold out. So if anyone is interested now, it's a bit too late. Fortunately, it's a bit too late. So maybe next year you guys will be able to go to the IMC conference. Touch is actually going to be one of the speakers there, which is... should be interesting.
Sure.
It should be interesting. But yeah, we are talking about the integration of emails into the marketing world. Make sure that you guys, where can we go to follow what your company does and the work that it does?
So you can go to www.evalytic.co.za. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on YouTube.
Interesting.
And LinkedIn.
Yeah. What does it mean, quickly, before we sum it up? Evalytic. Yes.
Wow. You got me there. It means amazing email and SMS marketing.
All right. There we go. Thank you
so much. It's wherever you want to go. The Touchdown, every Monday on Touch HD.